Hello, everyone, and welcome to Now Spinning, the official podcast of the Lansing Community College Vinyl Record Club. We meet twice a month to listen to vinyl and talk about music. Stay tuned to learn about how you can get in touch with us and attend our meetings. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Now Spinning podcast. With me today, I have
Leo Ackerman
and Tyler Reck.
And I am Simon Medina, as I was the last couple times. Today, we're going to be talking about our last summer meeting of 2025. We've got quite a variety of music for you here today, so let's just jump right into it. Starting off with Bill Evans' trio, Glorious Step, which those of you who have heard our last episode where we interviewed President Steve Robinson, he brought this record in and he was a very big fan of it. Everything he said about it is true. Absolutely listening to that. It was a very great experience.
Yeah. The subject of our last meeting, for those who are uninitiated, was a Desert Island disc with the president of LCC, Steve Robinson. He brought in two records, Another Green World by Brian Eno to showcase the capability of the studio, and Sunday at the Village Vanguard by Bill Evans to showcase music as a live experience. And I had never heard this record. I'd heard of Bill Evans. I'd heard Undercurrents. You know, I've heard his work with Miles Davis. I'd never really checked out his solo work. I listened to Sunday at the Village Vanguard, you know, as per his request, and I was kind of blown away by how fantastic the atmosphere was. You really can hear every single bit of the room. Mm-hmm. You can hear the cash registers going. You can hear people trying to get dates. You can hear them shuffling around in the crowd in the cramped, humid room. Just a fantastic record.
Absolutely.
An excellent cut from it.
But yeah, great, great album. I want to find this one for myself at some point, but I have not found it yet. Stay tuned for that. Yeah,
big fan.
Moving on, we have a bit of a shift.
Well, it wasn't the transitions were all about transitions here. The transition between the first song and the next song, which is Nothing But a G Thing by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
The classic and iconic.
Right. Good old D-O-double-G. That transition between those two songs is actually like a lot better than what I would have thought.
Huh. I'm going to have to go home and listen to that, actually. I'm curious. I'm going to fade it between them.
No, I mean like the transition with the fading between them at the meeting.
Did it work?
The fading between the meetings worked. I have no idea.
See, that's why
the meeting.
That's why you got to come to these meetings, because we're going to say that this was a really good transition, but it only works if you're there and you have the little slider. So
exactly.
Please come to the
meeting.
So
please come to the Vinyl Record Club. You can learn how to DJ. You can learn how to operate a record table in a nice, smooth way.
Beautiful. Anyway, sorry, the song.
Yeah, it's good. The reason I brought it in is because, one, it's a great song. Two, I wanted to surprise everybody with the music I like. The last thing people think that I'd like is The Chronic.
It's a bit of a shift from what you normally bring in, but we know we appreciate the variety. I don't think anybody's brought in that one. At some point, I feel like somebody brought one in like one time before, but I think this is the first time we've seen it in like years and years. So that's mm-hmm. very good. We don't get too much hip hop lately, I've noticed. Like this is but that's not a bad thing.
Well, I think part of the issue with the reason we don't get hip hop is because honestly, a lot of hip hop releases on vinyl now mm-hmm. are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
They're either very expensive or they're very, very low in supply.
And then, yeah, it all wraps back around to people making vinyl too much expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was trying to buy this new Osama Sun record, Jump Out, on vinyl. $50 for one LP.
Ugh.
A little bit much, but yeah.
That's a bit much, yeah.
It's always nice to have rap coming in because we don't have it too often, but yeah.
Very good.
Classic.
Moving down the line, we have another, an album that is also a classic for a different genre, and that is Pacific by Haruomi Hosono, Shigeru Suzuki, and Tatsuya Yamashita, which is one of the like founding documents of city pop, one of the most influential records in that. It's a great vibe. The album cover is just a picture of an island, and it takes you there when you listen to it. These are three people who were very influential in the genre. Tatsuya Yamashita especially. I just found another record by him sort of recently called Big Wave, which I'm not going to talk too much about right now, but I love it. It's very great. City pop, jazz fusion, that kind of stuff. And all three of these artists, if you should check out, I recommend all three of them. Like, go look at their discographies. None of Tatsuya Yamashita's stuff is actually on streaming because he doesn't want to put it out there for some reason except for this album. So I'd say go check this one out. And then somehow find a way to listen to him. It's very much worth it.
If you want to hear that Yamashita record and you can't stream it, come to the Vinyl Record Club.
Yes, I would.
Some of us might have it at some point.
I will be bringing that for the next 30 years, probably. It's great.
All right. After that, we have Love Takes Miles from the record Heavy Metal by Cameron Winter.
Good friend of the show.
It's our favorite boy.
Our favorite guy.
We love him. I brought this in because I love Cameron Winter. Very excited for Getting Killed coming out
September?
Sometime soon relative to when this is recorded. Regardless, Love Takes Miles. excellent little tune. Delightful. Very excited for the upcoming record, even though it doesn't sound anything like this. Cameron Winter, I mean, his work with Geese in the past is kind of a blend of like this weird out there punk and like kind of like this suave-ish country singer on 3D Country. And I think he's leaning far more into the eccentric punk side of this, but I have a blast every time I hear him. Love him. Friend of the show.
Great guy. I love this. I've got to get this album. I don't have this album. You have it. I'm a little jealous. That's okay, though. Anyway, coming up, we have a song by King Harvest.
Yeah, Dancing in the Moonlight. Andy brought this in.
Shout out to Andy.
Yeah, shout out Andy.
Friend of the show.
Real friend of the show.
The real person who's actually real.
But like, I saw that and I was like, dude, where'd you get this? I've been looking for this 45 for years. And he's like, oh, I got it at a garage sale. You know, I was a little jealous. But it's Andy. I love Andy. He's a really great guy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I like the song. I just feel like it's more like, you know, you're dancing in the moonlight on a fall autumn night.
Yeah, that's the vibe I got
it's
as well.
Like that, like under a harvest moon or something, maybe by Neil Young.
Looks on the camera. All right.
Yeah, that's all I have to say about it.
It's a good song.
Yeah, really good song.
Another classic rock track, this one by the Beatles. Tyler, you want to introduce this one?
This one's Birthday. Simon played this for me.
And why did I play it?
Because it was my birthday on August 6th.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
I'm old now. I turned 24.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I brought it in. I was planning to play it myself if, you know, nobody else was. But Simon did, so thanks, Simon.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
I'll play it for anybody's birthday.
Yeah. I wish that we had a meeting on my 23rd birthday so then I could play What's My Age Again by Blink-182. Because, you know, nobody likes you when you're 23 and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But
can confirm.
next up in the world of wacky songs, we have The Trial by Pink Floyd. I like this one a lot.
Can you elaborate on why you played this one specifically? Because I thought the story behind it was silly.
Because, one, it's probably my favorite song on the track. I love penultimate tracks to, like, big rock operas like The Trial or like Won't Get Fooled Again. The other main reason I brought it is because our friend Simon over here has never fully listened to The Wall by Pink Floyd.
I'm a fake dad rock fan. I'm sorry. Put me away.
For shame.
And arrest me.
I thought it'd be funny to play the most wackiest, craziest track off that album instead of something normal.
Yeah, it's...
That's something.
Before we started the podcast, I was saying it kind of feels like if you wanted to give someone a sample of sushi so they could try it for the first time, decide if they like it, but you only gave them the wasabi.
Yeah.
It's just... That's...
I like it.
It's good. It's just like... It's wild out of context.
Yeah. The whole story is, you know, Pink Floyd's trying to isolate himself, but he eventually gathers like a group of people supporting him and stuff, and he essentially like rally of some kind, though that's reminiscent of certain very bad things. And so he just like barricades himself in his mind and puts himself on trial, which is, you know, really interesting. And his witnesses is his ex-wife and his mom. It's just fun and wacky and goofy and silly.
I will be getting to that album soon. For the Pink Floyd deep dive update, I've gotten through Wish You Were Here, and I just have to get through Animals, and then I think it's The Wall, unless there's another one I'm forgetting.
Animals is my personal favorite.
Well, I will check it out. That's next. I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you all about it when I listen to it.
Also next, speaking of bad things, next one is I Come and Stand at Every Door by Pete Seeger.
It's from Pete Seeger.
Which is about, this is about a 7-year-old girl.
Okay.
Oh.
Who dies in the blast at Hiroshima.
Unfortunate.
Oh, yeah. Which very unfortunate. Happened to be the day we had this meeting was 80 years after that. So I decided to play it because it was like kind of an interesting little folk song that I listened to. It's just really too bad about all that stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those kind of songs about nuclear war and all that stuff. The Sun is Burning or Eve of Destruction or Wooden Ships. You know,
yeah, it's
a lot
of those. It was on a lot of people's minds at the time for understandable reasons.
Especially in like the early 60s and stuff like that with like the Cuban Missile Crisis and all that. It's crazy.
Despite the horrors, we have two pretty fun songs following that. we have Fly Guy and the Unemployed by Ramsey 2C3D and Pillow Talk by Wet Leg. The Fly Guy and the Unemployed song is just a pretty great electro-funk song.
Yeah, that was off an album that I forget who brought it in. I think it was Sarah, friend of the show. It was like random synth funk, like a compilation of like random one-off synth funk singles. And I thought, I love those albums whenever they bring those in, like the weird compilations of lost songs.
Yeah, I wish they had more of them on streaming because, I mean, this was a delight. I love this. I love like electro funk stuff, weird old synth stuff. Big fan of that.
It's a groove.
Big fan. Mm-hmm. Then Pillow Talk by Wet Leg. This may be sacrilege to our near and dear friend of the podcast, Jacob. I was not huge on the Wet Leg debut, so I went into the new Wet Leg record a little bit skeptical because I wasn't huge on the debut. Very pleasantly surprised. Very, very pleasantly surprised. I heard this song at the meeting, and it's what convinced me to check out this record because it was such a step up from their previous work. It takes all of the irreverence of Wet Leg and refines it, makes it a little bit more mature, and adds a lot of noise on top of it, which I'm always a fan of. Big fan.
Yeah, I was a big fan of noise.
Big fan of noise, friend of the show.
This is a good song. This one stood out to me definitely when I was listening to the album for that other episode we did a while back about our favorite of 2025 or favorite upcoming or whatever. Coming up after that, we had another song, which this one was brought in by another friend of the show who was on the show a while back, Maddie. Shout out if you listen to these. And this was Once You Get Started by Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. And again, great dance song.
Excellent.
Great. Any song by this band, like frankly, ever. This whole album is really a great album for that kind of stuff. And Chaka Khan, you know, you can't say anything about that.
It's hard to say anything bad about
her.
I mean, I was pretty unfamiliar with her work as a session musician beforehand, but apparently she did a lot of work as a session musician. And, you know, Maddie brought this in and showed this to me. Very pleasantly surprised. I only really know her from I Feel For You, which is a Prince song originally. I don't know. The more originals I've been hearing, the more I've kind of fallen in love with her work.
I didn't know that was a Prince song. That's crazy.
Yeah. No. Prince during the 1980s recorded songs for a bunch of other smaller artists because he could only release so many records. So like for fun, he would essentially write hits for other people and they would go number one.
He could just do that.
Yeah.
Just for fun. That's crazy.
Following the delightful, delightful song there, we have All My Friends by LCD Sound System from their 2007 record, Sound of Silver.
And this is another recurring character, I think, this album.
Yes,
we talked about this a while back.
This is my favorite album. Very big fan of it. All My Friends is, I would call it like indie rock with a touch of minimalism. It kind of reminds me of like Steve Reich compositions in a way, because it just hammers and hammers and hammers on the same notes. And it does it for 7 minutes, and it's just this swelling, this like massive swelling balloon of emotion that pops at the end.
Beautiful.
Incredible.
I think I remember hearing of them or some of their songs on the radio when I was a kid, like in the late 2000s, stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, LCD Sound System, pretty acclaimed, I mean, for their time. Steve is a fan of LCD Sound System and saw them multiple times. If you didn't catch that, please go refer to our previous episode. Please go watch our show.
Please.
But yeah, Steve is pretty big into LCD Sound System. But I feel like their acclaim and their fan base has only grown in the past few years because of how clear their influence is on modern indie. I'm trying to think of the song you might have heard. Probably from This Is Happening, which is a far more dance and pop-oriented album. But yeah, you can't go wrong with any of their work. I think all of their records are kind of perfect. Anyway.
It's pretty good. I like that one too.
Despite the heaping of praise, we got to move on.
Yeah.
The View, Modest Mouse. Great.
Good. Oh, I like this one. I've never listened to this album all the way through, but I've heard a couple songs off it. But they're another band that's highly, like, super influential on, like, modern indie punk, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're all over.
Especially on, like, alternative country.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
They have a massive, massive influence on, like, the modern indie alt country scene.
And it comes back to Geese yet again. You can't get away from this band.
You can't. But not that you'd want to.
No, of course.
But, yeah.
Next up, spoilers ahead of time. If you have not watched X-Men 97 episode 5, this will make sense, you guys.
Okay.
Not watched X-Men 97 season 1 episode 5, remember it. Go watch that, please.
Okay.
Because I'm going to get into massive spoilers. So basically, the next song is Sweet Jolie Blown, a Cajun song. This is considered the Cajun kind of national anthem, which is pretty cool. It's by Doug Kershaw, which, you know, he's a big guy in the whole Cajun world. And who else is a well-known Cajun that you guys would know?
This is your field. I got nothing. Like, I got nothing.
Well, the answer to that is Gambit. Okay. X-Men, in season 1, episode 5 of X-Men 97, him and Rogue and Nightcrawler go to the mutant nation of Genosha, and they're having this big party celebrating the fact that Genosha is being administered as a nation. into the United Nations, which is all cool and all that.
Pretty
and then
sick.
There's
Pretty
this
nice.
Big gala and stuff, and they play a song I've also played today, Happy Nation by Ace of Base, you know, and they're partying, and Cable comes in and says, turn off the music, because he's trying to stop this massive attack on Genosha that killed millions.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of horrors in this episode out of nowhere. A lot of horrible travesties.
Yeah, he tried 200 times to stop it to save his mother, Madeline Pryor. And Gambit goes up because he's got kinetic energy. He can charge himself up and explode things. So he goes up, gets stabbed by said, you know, wild Godzilla Sentinel, and blows it up, sacrifices himself.
Oh, Rip Goat.
Rip Goat.
He'll be back as the Horseman of Death, though, in season two.
I hope our viewers don't mind us getting playfully desolate on mic. Hope they don't mind that.
Should we record a tragedy? Should we record a like trigger warning for the beginning?
No, it's just kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, we'll keep that going.
I have been Do you know how long I've been planning to play those two songs at the same meeting and talk about them on a podcast?
Quite a while.
Long while.
Well, on your birthday too.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. Rolling on down the line here, we have a couple songs I'd like to talk about. There were two songs that's from the Tisharman genre or desert blues, and that was Azamane Tilade by Bombino, and then Afrique Victime by Madu Mukhtar, which I talked about quite a bit a while back, and I've been waiting to play this one since I got it, and I'm very excited to play it.
They rule so hard.
Oh, yes.
Madu Mukhtar rules so hard.
It was really good.
Incredible guitarist. It's like a combination of like traditional African folk music from Niger with psychedelic rock, and he's like I said incredible guitarist. He's shredding across the entire album, but especially that song, which is the title track in the album. He really gets into it. I would love to hear more from this band. They're really great.
Another friend of the show, Madu Mukhtar, please go check him out.
Absolutely,
please.
Big fan of that. And then the other song was called an artist called Bombino, which I also wanted to check out. This EP that was brought in as well, again, more of the same, like Tisharman desert blues psychedelic rock fusion stuff. It's really fantastic.
Yeah. So Azamane Tilade and Afrique Victime. Fantastic.
Great.
Following that, we have Not Great Men by Gang of Four.
And this is another band that gets brought up quite a bit here, but that's because it's a
Steve Staple.
A Steve Staple, absolutely. And this song especially is a very interesting dance punk song. Like, you played LCD Sound System earlier, and you can kind of, when you listen to this Gang of Four album especially, which is called Entertainment, you can kind of hear where they were kind of heavily inspired by that kind of sound, the dance punk thing from the 70s. Like, it's very sparse.
Yeah.
But like, it's got like a very, very good rhythm session to it. That's what the kind of.
A lot of bite to it and a lot of ferocity, despite the band only being around three people, I think.
Yes.
Very small band, very cheap gear, but everything it rips. Yeah. I don't know. I don't got much to say about it. It's Gang of Four. They rule.
Entertainment. Great album. I have this one as well. You'll probably see me bring this in at some point or one another. And I will talk about it again then. Moving along a little bit, do you want to talk about this one?
Yeah, sure. We have Roll Me In from the Katamari Damacy soundtrack from the first game. Katamari Damacy is one of my favorite games ever. This was brought in by a friend of the show named Iris. The Katamari Damacy soundtrack, it's so eclectic. It's this strange blend of samba and J-pop and like chiptune stuff. It's ear candy. It's so fun all the time. Like, I can throw on the soundtrack to this game anytime and have a blast. And I really can't say that for most video games.
Yeah, also adding on to that, it matches the vibe of the video game, which, I mean, most soundtrack, obviously, you got to match the vibe of the game, but that one's just perfect.
I can't imagine the game without it.
Yeah, exactly. Played it a little bit, and I've watched someone else play it, and I had no idea what was going on at all at any point in that game, but I was having a good time because the music was wonderful.
All you got to do, the whole game, you roll around a ball, and you listen to the music, and that's it. It's the best.
Exactly. Beautiful thing.
Following that delightful little treat.
So, Harper's Bazaar, Anything Goes. It's a really great song, good album. I said a few months ago that I'd bring in more Harper's Bazaar, and I did.
And you did.
I delivered.
Man of your word.
I like it. It's good. I played a tiny bit of the first track. This is only the beginning with a little bit of Anything Goes, because the transition between Cole Porter's Anything Goes, which they, I guess, sample on the record.
But that's very early
fades
sampling.
Into a super wacky, kind of cool transition, which I think is pretty cool.
It's like a heroes and villains version of the song. It's very, very out there.
They're considered like to be one of the biggest bands of the sunshine pop genre.
Mm-hmm.
And this album, too, they also covered Chattanooga Choo Choo, which I was going to decide between either that or Anything Goes. But I listened to Chattanooga Choo Choo too much, so I just played Anything Goes.
Right on.
Because, you know, anything goes, and why not?
That's why they call it that.
I like their albums. They're really good. I suggest listening to The Secret Life of Harper's Bazaar. That one's pretty good.
Is that what this album is?
No, this one's Anything Goes. It's their second album. It's got Ted Templeman on it. Sound familiar?
Not quite.
Well, he's the guy that produced Van Halen's first album.
It was
like their producer and stuff, and he produced a lot of that 80s stadium rock kind of thing.
Okay. That's fast. That's
it's crazy.
Interesting. Interesting shift from the sound from that to that.
Yeah. Another good album is Come to Sunshine. That's kind of Van Dyke Parks. Simon, you'd probably.
Yes, I've.
Yeah.
I know that guy. Friend of the show.
Yeah. And they cover a lot of good kind of standards and kind of happy, go lucky, feely stuff, which, wow, surprising. Tyler doesn't have horrible travesty stories behind songs right now, but
it's fantastic.
Yeah, ended on a good note.
Absolutely, a delightful little note.
Delightful.
All right, I keep saying that word. It's a treat.
All right.
All right. I think that closes it out.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for listening in once again. If you're interested at all in hearing any past podcasts, past playlists, seeing anything about future meetings, themes, any of that kind of stuff, anything you'd want to know about the club. Our website is linked along with the show. You can check that out and learn anything you need to know. Thank you all for tuning in, and we hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Goodbye.